So this is drama, no? And drama is constantly changing. There are no two scenes alike. And when we had the plan for the retreat, we were given the first and second to run the retreat. But we were not aware that today there's going to be Diwali in Gyan Sarovar. So most of the brothers and sisters in Gyan Sarovar are very busy. We can feel it in the atmosphere, isn't it? But in spite of all the hectic movement going behind screen, we are going to find ourselves in the eye of the storm, remember? Yesterday I started a topic which I didn't cover, I was not able to complete it. So the subject was how to align the soul in its original state, in its authentic self, in our true self, come back to the source of who we are. So we spoke about the three faculties of the soul, mind, intellect and sanskar. Since we have taken this knowledge, we have been going over this mechanism of this mind, intellect, sanskar again and again. So we spoke a little bit about the mind being the prime minister and the soul being the king. And remember we said Brahma Baba, before he came, before Shiva Baba entered his body, he had already started training himself to receive Shiva Baba. So he had already started the training to discipline the inner organs in the soul, the three parts, mind, intellect and sanskar. So the mind has been given many, many comparisons in Murli. We remember, we mentioned about the mind being the wild horse, mind being like the monkey, and it's quite difficult to control the mind. We spoke about the expression we use in our language, don't mind, remember? And then we spoke about making our mind our best friend. In Gita, Mahabharata, there's this version somewhere, the mind alone is its own friend. They sometimes refer to it as the soul, sometimes they refer to it as the mind. The mind is our soul friend, the mind is our own enemy. And in our jargon, BK jargon, we run the positive thinking course, in which there's a whole chapter, say, let us befriend our mind. So we check ourselves, does the mind produce the right thought at the right time? Does it? A friend in need is a friend indeed. But can we count of our mind? Do we have that absolute mastery of our mind? And on the other hand, there's another saying which says that you rule the mind and you rule the universe. And Brahma Baba is that soul who had absolute control. Mama had this. So we have our reference board, our ancestors. So although the pictures are not here, but you have one main picture where on the right, on your right side. So in spite of having changed the room, but inside, in the room of our mind, we still have the presence of Babdada, the ancestor souls, and all of us were emerging today, is emerging our golden age at sanskar. So I won't have much time today also, because within 10 minutes Sister Sudesh will be here, but I wanted to round up what I started. So Santosh, sorry. So we said the mind, to be able to control the mind, we have to enter the eye of the storm. Remember the expression? And the Lokic people, they call it to be in the now. And to be in the now, to be in the eye of the storm, the Buddhists call it the middle path. That is, we should not go into any extreme. We should be stable in the center, our being, centered in the consciousness, in the awareness that I'm a soul. So as we listen through our ears, we check at the same time, am I right here, right now, centered? In the morning, we all watched this video clip, You Are the Master. So we had another opportunity to check inside. So once I have entered that seat called the Eye of the Storm, that awareness that I'm a soul, This is where we have access to our throne of self-sovereignty. And inside, once we go inside, we start experiencing being in the eye of the storm, we find unlimited space. That's what I was referring to yesterday, spaciousness. And one of the objectives of the retreat was to move more and more into silence, so that again and again we have the practice of going into our own inner spaciousness. Yesterday we had an avalanche of points on silence. So each of those 7 points that you listen to, in itself, every single point opens a whole field and ocean of exploration. But this short retreat was to go slow over 1 point and follow it at close, we call it, no, a close view, a close-up view. Close-up view. So the word close, yeah, call it close. Close-up view means looking at things as a magnifying glass, seeing the unseen, hearing the unheard. You just watch this video clip of the seed, its germination. We don't see it. How nature works. So the soul, when we are exposed to Baba, we move into the orbit of Baba and dwell for some time. Baba's energy works on us. Right? So little by little we move towards awakening, enlightening, becoming absolutely soul conscious. But it is not something physical, tangible, visible that I say, yes, this is what I have attained. But we have a deep feeling of enlightenment now and again. That's what we call aha movement. I'm moving towards that. Suddenly I see a flash. Suddenly I get insight. So what happens sometimes in our mundane day-to-day routine, we lose sight of those insight. And we're not able to join the dots. And therefore that sanskar that we wish to emerge of the golden age of sanskar, it's not that easy to capture it. Hence the importance of retreat. We put ourselves in a discipline so that every single activity that we are having, it builds up so that we can ultimately start seeing. Yeah, when an artist starts designing something, they make a rough image. We brought some images, but unfortunately, because of changings here and there, and trying to make the necessary arrangements, we were not able to project it. So the artist, I don't know how many of you know Jean-Louis from France, he has done a very beautiful picture of Shiv Baba, and on the right side he has put heaven. The profile of heaven from far. So in the middle of the picture he has put Shiv Baba, and when you look at Shiv Baba, it's as if you are going towards Shiv Baba. It's invoking you to come there. And whoever looks at this picture, they stand there. They don't want to move away from the picture. Some of you have seen it. So what happens? It should be capturing the image that comes in our mind, that flash. It should be so strong. So we won't be able to catch that insight, that sight, if we don't go into silence. That's why it is said, no, in silence lies the highest source of inspiration. So now how to silence the mind and to have that stability? Because if I'm not stable, I won't see even. Imagine a screen in front of you, but the images on the screen or your head is moving along. The images are clear on the screen. But my head is moving here and there. I won't be able to catch the image on the screen because my head is not stable. So how do I find that stability? Is to really go over the function of the three. Mind, intellect and the subconscious. So if the Prime Minister itself, the mind, the creative force, also referred to as Brahma, we don't have control over it. We have too many thoughts. or we have crossing each throat, crossing each other. So we won't be able to harness that energy to be able to move ahead. So what do we need to bring the mind to a state of silence and stability? It's two pair of balance which we used to do when we were doing this program called Self-Management Leadership Course. The two pairs of balance was, first was between the past and the future. We hardly dwell in the present. Just check at any given moment today, you just think about it. At any given moment, either we are thinking of what has just happened, maybe 5 minutes ago, maybe half an hour ago, maybe 2 hours ago, maybe a few days, maybe a few years. We have a baggage. And we are thinking of the future. In the light of that past, what will happen tomorrow? What will happen in 1 year or 2 years? We start projecting. So we hardly sometimes dwell in the present, right here, right now. So being in the presence, there's a sense of what we call availability, disponible, when we are available. So being in silent mode, being in the eye of the storm, all my inner resources are available. But if I am not well anchored in that inner silence, I won't have that availability of the inner resources. And if I am not having access to my own inner resources, how can I have the access to what Baba is giving me if my receptacle is not ready? So this is where I stop and you start continuing your churning over that and try to move to that seat of awareness by seeing those three. We just spoke about the mind. It was connected to yesterday's point, Man Mana Bhava, how to bring my mind to a state of focus. Because most of the time we say yes, but slowly and slowly, like we saw the seed growing, it is growing, although we may not be able to see it, because we are already in the fold, we are already in the orbit of Baba. So, Didi Sudesh, you're most welcome. We can make arrangement in such a way where we can interview Didi. So once again we welcome Didi. One hand clap. So year after year I have been in Madhuban, I have seen Didi Sudesh, but it's the first time. Didi Santosh, sorry. I don't know why Didi Sudesh name is coming again and again. It's the first time I had an opportunity to talk to her. We had a chat. Then how she came into the picture, first and foremost we had the idea of interviewing Didi Sashi. The idea was that she goes in trance and she has a vision. Many sorts of vision, especially when Bab Dada is giving message, Baba gives in terms of pictures and images. And she happens to see deities. So we wanted to interview her. And then, as you all know that right now it is Diwali festival. So everyone in the Nivasis in Pandav Bhavan, Madhuban and the five arms of Madhuban, they all very intent, busy in celebrating Diwali, so it is very difficult to get her. And then myself and Chaya were talking, we say, well, whom else can we contact? Then we talk and say, yes, Didi Santosh has been living long time with Daddy Gulzar. So Didi, you have an idea, not an idea, but exact experience of listening to, living with and having listening to the various anecdotes or the visions that Daddy Gulzar has been describing. So can you give us, first question is, what are the insights that you have had from those visions that you listened to, which Daddy Gulzar has been giving to you, to all of you in the beginning especially.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. First of all, congratulations for being the part of the retreat amidst this all, you know, beauty of Deepavali. Of course, in the evening we will all be together, but it's good in daytime when lot is happening around, you are creating a peaceful and powerful atmosphere. Second thing, congratulations that thought came to you or to whomsoever to keep this theme of experiencing heaven or experiencing this Jivan Mukti stage, because this is our aim and object. The more we talk about our aim and object and think about that, closer we are to everything which is bringing us to this aim, right? Okay, are you happy? Show it. Show it. Because if I have happiness, it should not be in the pocket, it should not be in the bag. Where happiness has to be kept? Yeah. So, if you have happiness, show it. It should not be that somebody has to ask me, are you happy? It means my happiness is in the bag for the time being, right? So, congratulations. And now, heaven and heavenly experiences and the vision of heavenly scenes, we know, or we shall be knowing, we should be knowing, not just because this one or this one tells us or talks to us, but because God is telling this to us every day. Because God is teaching me, so I know it. And God is showing me by inviting me every day in the subtle region. Where do you celebrate Amrit Vela meeting? Where? We celebrate Amrit Vela meeting not on earth, in the subtle region. And subtle region is the workshop for heaven. The model of heaven is being created there. And if I celebrate the meeting, Baba shows me what is happening in this model, where this model has reached. And Baba will show me also, because my future image is already there. Yes? Image of 8 deities, 100, 16,000, already this is in making. So therefore, we know it because we are God's student. But in addition to that, there is a thing which is called as divine vision. Yes, divine, there is divine insight which we are bestowed equally by Baba, and the more we use it, more I experience anything which is not visible with the material eyes. But divine vision is a blessing which Baba gives according to Rama, whomsoever he has to give. And in that, number one is Dadi Gulzar. From the age of 8, of course, she was bestowed with that vision. So to that I will come gradually. But since the time in our Laukik family, our grandmother came in knowledge, and it was, as far as I remember, it was either 63 or 64. She met with Mama, so it must be 63, because June Mama left the body. So that was the time, and then late 60s, and then the beginning of the 70s, there was a lots and lots of transvision and trans messengers every Thursday bhog used to be offered. So in our yagya, each and every Brahmin student waits Thursday. Why? Because Thursday they have opportunity to offer bhog to Baba and give message. So during those days, whatever we had to talk to Baba, whatever we had to ask from Baba, we would write a letter and put in the bhog tray through transmessenger. Transmessenger does not read anything, but we put in the bhog tray. It was possible at that time. And then Baba would reply and we would all stand in a line for our replies. So when I consciously, because at that time in 1972 when I was physically just 8, that was the time when I started making use of this game with God, that you can write. So most of the time I would write Baba, thank you Baba, that's all. But one day, gradually when, you know, age was increasing, I decided that I am not going to be alone whole life. We have to marry with each other, right? You can't be just in friendly relationship. I am in friendly relationship with Baba. Baba is mine. So we should be together as bride and bridegroom. So I wrote letter to Baba. Whole night I sat, found the best photographs of mine, beautiful, and pasted it on the paper and wrote that when we tie the bond together, we see each other. So this is how I look like, means this body, this is me, and how you look like. Because the motive behind that was, Baba should show me vision. Because everybody is seeing vision, trans messenger is seeing vision, and I have never seen that vision. And Baba says, you should not have desire. So it is not desire, but it is a normal procedure. Photographs are exchanged. Yes, they both. So normal procedure, no desire. So I wrote that. So when I wrote that, so, and closed that letter, still I had thought, trans messenger should not touch my letter. It's a personal, private letter. They never do that, but still I was cautious about that. Let it reach to him directly. Fine. Bhog was offered and messenger went. I also sitting in Baba's remembrance. And then turn by turn, everyone is coming. And when I came and stood in front of her, she looked at me and smiled. What did you write to Baba? Baba was smiling. I said, it is personal matter. You said what Baba said. You say what Baba said for me. What was Baba's reply? Then she said, Baba said, daughter is clever. Daughter is clever and Baba liked daughter's love. Baba ko bachchi ka pyar pasand aaya. That was in Hindi. Bachchi samajhdar hai, means sensible, clever. Baba ko bachchi ka pyar. Baba liked the love of daughter. So what I want to say is that vision and Baba's visibility or meeting or whatever is happening in terms of heaven has no connection with anyone else. It's connected with me only and with my teacher only. So I have to approach to this realization only in this way, that because it's a day-to-day experience, because I am sitting in the train of the confluence age and this confluence age train is taking me to heaven, so how can I think that I have to look for the explanation of heaven from somewhere else, right? So this is how I used to feel right over everything which Baba has brought. Second thing, Baba saw that and did, yeah, like this. Baba didn't show me the vision, but just Baba said like that. So I understood Baba has no plan to change his agenda. Whosoever has to get vision, they will keep getting. But I have to be in close relationship with Baba. So anyway, whenever there will be examination hour, we are pass in examination or we just started examination, so our Laukik mother would go to center and arrange an envelope, give for bhog. So Baba shows messenger, Baba gives blessing, like this all things would happen. And one day, it was Sunday, and after exams we were sitting because numbers were very good and bhog was offered. But chance messenger did some mistake with some dharna. So I had the habit from my childhood to sit in the front row in the class, always. Would just opposite to Gadi, I would sit and listen Murli. So that day also, very young yet, but sitting in front, my Laukik brother also was there. And suddenly, as if trans messenger is in trance, suddenly she started experiencing beating. Someone is beating and she's crying. No, sorry, stop. Sorry, stop. Like this. A lot happened. So when we saw that as children, we were a little bit scared. And later on, she opened Dadi. She did this mistake. I'm not going to tell you that. But then Baba explained that Baba, everyone does these mistakes. And they get, according to karma, the result for that. But sometime Baba uses someone as an example to show that children, you should not be doing such things after you belong to Baba. And because Baba used her as an example, so her double account is finished. One is her own karma finished because she got the result. But another, because Baba had to use her as an example. So she was cleansed doubly. So this benefit was there. Third thing, that scenes and sceneries of heaven and its description, there were two events when it used to happen in a so royal way and beautiful way. One was Deepavali. I remember 25 such Deepavalis when royal prince, princesses and Lakshmi Narayan would come in the body. That is, Baba used to send. Baba would immerse the sanskars of golden age in the trans messengers. And it was happening every year. And like this 25 years. So what would happen at that time? This was Deepavali. And another event when it was happening was Krishna Janamashtami. Yes, you know that? The birth of Krishna. It happens after Rakhi, when there is Raksha Bandhan. 1 week after Raksha Bandhan is Krishna Janamashtami. Every time during Krishna Janamashtami, Krishna would come. And bhog is being offered. All are there. So we used to prepare months and months for that. Because during Sakar Baba times, Baba would get stitched Krishna's dress and Narayan's dress, specially with order, by giving order, very subtle and velvet dress, special design jewelry. Because Krishna will come, so ordinary dress should not be there. A lot of preparation was done in terms of food and cleanliness. Once what happened is, there was Devata Dadi in Meerut. This is the city 2.5 hours from Delhi. Devata Dadi, she was from the Sanskars, was from a royal family, and in the whole Brahman life, she lived like, in the Brahman life, because she was trans messenger, she lived like deity. All the time messages being offered, some soul is coming, Baba is emerging the sanskars of deity. So once her part of the deity continued more than a month. Can you imagine? Such a big problem was. You know, one goddess is there and now you have to manage everything for goddess, because she is sitting like this, very, very beautiful, because face also changes. When the goddess sanskars emerge, Baba emerged those sanskars, face changes, but she does not recognize anyone. She looks so, you know, kindly. She does not like these dresses. And especially, she would sit and stare. Just awaken the sister which is near you. Yeah. Yeah. You see? It's because air is less, right? So you want fan? Swadarshan Chakra? No? You want? Ninada? So then, you see, sit straight. So what happened? Whenever anyone would have spectacles, she would see like this. And just if you come near to me, here, come. They just stand. She would see like this 20 minutes. And then her hands move, and then she takes that like this, because she does not know what is this. Because, and she is not able to manage with eyes with this, because the whole focus of drishti, always, whenever in trance vision, God Goddess's sanskara came, their vision was always here. You see, it was so always here, stable, still, full smile, and here. And it does not move any, it does not come anywhere else. Just like that. And now she is in that stage 1 month. And she can't eat anything. She's sitting. And then sisters called Baba. Baba sent the menu. Baba sent the list, which kinds of fruits children should purchase, how they should cut it. Then Baba had sent the gold utensils, gold spoon. And when that all came, she took little bit, it was so clean. And then she does not go to washroom, because she does not recognize what is this place. You are enjoying this, yeah? Because in golden age, we don't use washroom. There is 100% absorbed, food is absorbed in the body. You see how happy everyone is. We are free forever. You see? Yes, you can clap. We are free forever. The biggest tragedy in the world because of this. Because the nature is so pure, elements are so satupradhan, and whatever is produced by the nature is absolutely light. It goes into the body. We take 36 varieties, and every day, 3 times, 36 varieties were being made every day. And every day, new dress was made. 1 month this part, it was brilliant. And through that, many things became, you know, visible, that deity stage is is like perfect harmony of the soul with the nature. Soul does not use the nature in a gross way, like a, you know, exploitatory user. You know, even throat is not used much. Even goddesses would speak like this, like a Vik Bap Dada. And hours and hours you can look at them, nothing is moving in the body. And on the other hand, we are here. All this is happening, you see. So certainly body then stays there with the soul for 150 years, and we could see that. And once they were in front of you, you don't want to just get up and do anything else. So that is why when Baba says, children, why people are not being pulled to you yet, because you have not yet become magnet of spiritual attraction. Because when that spiritual attraction is in the being, in the personality, they would just not like to get up and go. They would just like to sit there and sit there. And also, it became clear that how they eat the food. Of course, 36 variety of foods were there. But very little spoon, because the sister who was arranging utensil for Devta Dadi when she was in that goddess stage, she brought teaspoon, golden spoon, like teaspoon size. And she started feeding her, but she does not open the mouth. Mouth was like this. She does not open the mouth. And then again she calls Baba. Baba, she's not eating any, princess is not eating anything. Baba said, how you are feeding? She said, with the spoon. Baba said, which size spoon? She said, teaspoon. So Baba said, no, take small spoon. Then again another spoon was ordered, small spoon came. And then she opened the mouth and allowed that little part of the spoon, not full spoon. Little part of the spoon and like this, most of the liquid like. So that was in 80s. And after that it was in middle 80, and in 81 I think, at that time a meditation hall was already built. And history hall was then being used from time to time for small meetings. And children meetings started in the beginning of the 80s in Madhuban. During summer vacations, 100-150 children, invitation was given to the parents so that they can bring their children. Before that, children were not allowed. But once arrangements were there, then children and their senior teachers or some single one parent could come. So by the time I was already, you know, like a grown up adult, not the child who used to come for Murli, 17 years. No, not even, it was more age. So when I came with the children group, during one evening, Dadiji came, Dadi Prakash Mani, and it was Krishna Janamashtami. Dadi said, Dadi wants to send all children to Baba's rock. Who wants to go? Then they all raised hand. We want to go to Baba's rock. So can you imagine? Small children, pure, innocent, and they all want to go. And it is quite scary because if you climb, you can slip. So Dadi invited Brother Atam Prakash and told him that you collect 15-20 brothers and you have to make two lines and take them to rock, Baba's rock. Fine, Dadi herself meant, but Dadi didn't climb till end. She said to us, we were 3-4 teachers with them at that time, from their group, that take their care, sit down in meditation, let them enjoy Baba's presence and bring them. They should hold hands in hand together. Okay, she went back. We reached there. And when we arrived at mountain, we just sat, did Om chant. Within 5 minutes, whole group of children, they all went in trance. They all went in trance. You imagine? And we were stuck with fear that they can fall because they are not seeing anything. They are just crying because they were seeing Krishna. Someone is playing with Krishna. Someone is playing with princess. They are laughing, crying, seeing the, and here is the mountain and the valley. Oh my God. We are seeing them. On another hand, we are happy, but we are holding this one's hand, then we are holding this one's hand, saving them from falling. And after a few minutes, they just were lying, you know, sleeping and laughing on the mountain. Because they were seeing, they were just there in heaven at that time. Then very quickly, one brother, you know, went back to Madhuban, informed Dadi, Dadi, this has happened. Dadi quickly had sent few jeeps and one bus and few more brothers. And we tried to do like this. And they started crying, no, 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 because they didn't speak no, but as if their gentleness while we were pursuing them to come down to this gross world, they like this, they were pursuing like this, very gently. You know, when you are trying to, they don't want to come. They were in super sensuja, in heavenly stage. And then we had holded this whole group. We made their hands join like this, yeah? Both two children together like this. Then this whole row is being taken from Mount to Madhuban. Can you imagine? 2 hours it took.
2 hours to bring them back.
To bring them back. Because their eyes are closed. Sometimes they open the eyes, but their eyes are closed. And they are so happy. And then what to do? Where they should go now? So Dadi was waiting there and she saw. So what to do? Then instantly the door of history hall was opened. And they were all put in history hall. And windows were closed. And 3 days they stayed in trance. 3 days. And we are sitting in front of them waiting, and sometime food used to be. They see the food, they smile, they don't eat. Because they don't recognize what is this. So then you just imagine God, the creator of deities, when He Himself comes, so what we feed Him? Old matter. So that is why, you know, when Baba's bhog is cooked, it is cooked with best of the products available. Clean, they are all cleaned and made very nicely with absolutely wonderful recipes. And when they were put in history hall and we had to be with them, there is no day, there is no night. There is just this scene going on 3 days there. Nobody is going out of the room. And that scene, that they were all playing with each other like prince princesses and happy. And suddenly, third day, in the evening, everything stopped, finished. Baba himself switched off this, and the moment it finished, there was the difference of day and night visible instantly in their faces. That how were the faces and the vibrations before that, they just instantly became ordinary children. But of course, that feeling stayed with them, happiness stayed with them. But the God Goddess's sanskars, which Baba immersed in them for that time. So therefore, vision of activity, of vision of these vibrations in the form of attitude, Baba had been giving us by coming into sakar form. Yes? I don't think there is anyone sitting in the gathering who has not met Baba even once in that kind form. Yes, Sakha, is there anyone who has come for the first time, this time in Madhuban, first timer? So you must have seen video, Gulzar Dadi's videos, right? How Shri Baba enters into the body. So Baba is the maker of gods and goddesses. So he is the ocean of divinity. So he himself shows that through his presence. Then finally, in this question, that in Russia, when Baba's home was created, from the very beginning, the aim was that anyone who comes in Baba's home, they should be able to see what is heaven. And heaven means, first of all, happiness. Heaven means then prosperity. And then heaven means cleanliness and purity. And then heaven means, of course, lightness. Vibrations of lightness, double light. So of course in our stage also that should be there. But a very big place was kept free for that. And when the images were being started making, before 1990, heaven which we had was not made by Baba's children. That was heaven made by Laukik people. There is only one picture which is genuine, the most perfect image, which Mama herself sat in the Bombay and got it made, was the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan. Only that picture. Which has all accurate details of dress of Lakshmi Narayan. How many rosaries are there around the neck? How many beads? How is tilak? What is the size of crown? The plates of the sari of Lakshmi. Mama would send again and again message to Baba, and trans messenger will reply, Baba will show, and then Mama will direct to the artist. That was the only picture. And then another picture which is in Om Shanti Bhavan, that was made by good artist but not BK. So the feeling was of like, okay, bhakti. Because bhakti picture, difference between bhakti God's goddesses and Baba's God goddesses is of the divinity. No Laukik artist can draw divinity. A divine person or the people with the experience of divinity can draw divinity. That is the difference. So it was decided that we will make it with our own hands, and according to drama, Baba had a plan. So Baba had already sent the children who were artists. They came in knowledge. They are here now at this moment in Madhuban also. So 3-4 main souls, and we started making the plan for heaven. And once it was started, at every step questions were coming. because there is a place where the prince and princess will play. There is a place where the Lakshmi Narayan kings, they will sit. There is a place where they will play like, you know, friends. And there will be Viman, there will be university. So how it will look like, how Viman would look like. So we would every time call Gulzar Dadi for small question. Two examples I give you for that. And one is the minutest details were taken care in making of this heaven. 70 sisters, they used, you know, microscope for putting the beads and the pearls. Because if you have to put beads and pearls on the wall, yes, you can imagine round pearl you have to fit on the wall, they won't fit. So they were putting these beads and pearls under the microscope and cutting them. Can you take a small bead and cut it? How much time it will take? So like this, absolutely small fine work was done. And once Viman was made, question came, okay, will Lakshmi and Narayan, they have their own separate Viman, or they will travel in their common Viman, no, like couples. Okay, so question was asked. So answer was, Baba had already told in Murli, but certain things which Baba didn't tell in Murli, but Baba would tell through bhog messages. So Dadi replied, they will have their personal also, but mostly they will travel in the common Viman for any kinds of meetings. Okay, so one common, good, beautiful Viman means aeroplane style, you know, flying apparatus that was drawn. Then question came, because when you come out of the car, someone opens the door and helps you to come out. So Lakshmi would jump herself out the Viman, or Narayan would offer the hand, or what to do? So again we would ask the question, because culture, you know, these things are culture. In our Brahmin culture, sister should not touch brother, brother should not touch sister, right? What will happen there? Because this culture transforms into the culture, golden culture, right? Means it goes there, transfers there. So Dadi always talks, replies in a very, you know, again, DT style of replying. Achha, wo haath to denge na. Achha, haath to denge na. But you know, then Dadi showed how it, because she does not need help. Because this Viman is not such that she has to jump from there. It's just at the level of the ground it stands. But because this is royalty, so she does this and he does this. It touches at this place, like this. It touches at this place, means help is not required. It's not a woman using help. Lakshmi. Yes? Women are not of such kind, they need help. They are goddesses, shaktis. So please request them 15 minutes patience, yeah? After 15 minutes they can continue. Yes, they are inviting you now to enjoy real heaven. Yeah? This is a transitory style music. Okay, so then such thing was drawn that she is coming and she does this and Narayan is doing like that. So these things show that divinity never disappeared. After golden age, silver age disappeared, divinity never disappeared completely. Even if 1% or 2%, it stayed in the culture of Bharat, in the king families, in the royal families, in the form of variety celebrations of decorations of goddesses during the festival, which is called 9 days celebration of goddesses. I remember since childhood, we used to wait this day, which was called the worshipping of goddesses, the virgin Kumaris are given a lot of respect and honor during these 9 days. So we were, you know, invited and sat on the very big beautiful throne and decorated with beautiful garlands and all the variety jewelry, and worship happens. 9 days we are worshipped and fed with the best item in the world, you see. So this was there, but Baba had to come and made us pure, so that this divinity that really emerges from within, it's not pasted like butter on the bread from outside. Just as in the movies, they, you know, make goddesses. They are just goddesses by makeup. But Baba comes and touches us, makes us pure, and this whole divinity emerges. Yeah? This is one part.
Everything is moving fast. All the questions more or less are answered, but now out of what Didi has said, many things cropped up. But first and foremost, I would say I pay tribute to Didi first and foremost, because since I told you in the beginning that we used to see her but we never talked, but what I admired in her was, I was going to ask her the question, the other questions. So all the questions that I had in mind, most of them are touched upon. So one of the thing is that I always admired her and still admire her. She has got that royal demeanor, divine royal demeanor, and I was admiring how great self-control she has over herself. Whenever we used to cross each other, but because we didn't know each other, we were not in relationship to that level, so we just said Om Shanti from very far, but the way she replied really touched us, like it was different from others. And I was wondering, where did she catch all those things? And today I got the answer. No wonder, because she has been like sort of brought up in that atmosphere. So she's a well-cooked,
baked.
So she's already baked. She's already in that mold. Don't you feel lucky?
Yes, we are. In fact, one thing we have to underline, we are God students who are studying in the university to become Devi Devta. Devi Devta, this is our life. And this is how we have to be from morning till evening. From morning till evening, we have to be, because my father is God. God is my father, right? So it, naturally, we don't need any other kind of support, but just want this awareness that God is my father.
And when we were doing the planning, everything that we had means like, we don't have to ask too many questions. What I witness is that law of synchronicity. Everything is happening very naturally. Like you came into the picture, it was like Baba's ordained, you know, for you to come into the picture. We'll tell them. So just before I also just comment a little bit about what you said. Did you say three things, if you remember, in the beginning concerning divine vision? One was where we were moving towards, like going into that silence, trying to catch, having this insight. And she spoke about divine insight. First part of divine vision is where we start working on ourselves, is where we have those insight, like sort of suddenly we see some aha moment, some flash and so on and so forth. The second, she spoke about punishment, which was very, very clear, like how Baba gave that image, like how suffering, it's a result of what we have done, anything wrong that we do, that we have to pay for it, and how it's going to come out. And the third was about the real visions, and we have a very clear vision of how things, the culture especially, is moving from Brahman to golden. It's very clear. So what we would like to, I think the question doesn't stand in your way now, because for you there was no question of doing a lot of self-reflective learning, because you were already in that mold. So you didn't have to go into the intellectualization process before moving from the intellect to the heart.
Just, yeah, you're right, but still, because we are students, So theory and thinking part and analyzing how our knowledge is creating these sanskars always was in my mind.
Okay.
I never left that part.
Okay.
Because without logically connecting it, without seeing its technical, practical side in the life, you can't bring it to others.
Okay.
You can enjoy yourself, but you can't share it with others.
Okay.
So that was also always important. That is why in so many centers in Russia now, in that region, the thing is not like that someone would say, oh, I don't know what is heaven, or I don't have experience of heaven. No, because that has to be part of everything. That is why, you know, sisters make beautiful heavenly dresses. They make heavenly crown, because feeling is there. So it's logically also there.
So what I would ask, a relevant question would be, we are still in that, we are trying to catch those insight, but what comes in the way is those acquired sanskar. We have the inherent sanskar of divinity, which is right now covered by our Lokik, being coming into the world of matter, being influenced in the world today of all the things that we are going through. So sometimes we still have these moments where we fall trapped to those old sanskaras, maybe not in a gross way, but in a subtle way we still have in that world of feelings. So what is something that you can advise us to bridge the gap and move away from those absolutely still clear, come out still clear, get those glimpses or memories, as you say.
Okay.
Memories and glimpses.
So dear brothers and sisters, this time from Madhuban, if possible, you are here 2-3 more days. At least do this much, that one thing is removed from mind, that we have lost our divinity. No. 100% that divinity is with me, and Baba has come and Baba has touched me. The only thing now is left is to understand that I have to be in Baba's company more and more. Because as is the company, so is the color, so is the result. If you just stand near the fire for some time, you feel warmth of fire, you feel heat. So similarly, when we think of Baba, you see Baba coming in Gulzar Dadi's body, you listen that voice every morning and every evening, you see that video, listen Baba's voice 2-3 times in a day, just keep looking at Baba. Find the best picture of Baba, Bab Dada. Keep looking at Baba. Keep looking at Lakshmi Narayan. I don't think that any one of you now in your diaries, you have Lakshmi Narayan picture in the front page. You have? You don't have. So Baba has, you know, taught us like this, that whenever you sit in the class, the beginning of your diary should have Lakshmi Narayan picture. This is your aim. So when you keep looking at Lakshmi Narayan, and you see, those who are first class students, they exchange such kind of gifts. If you just now go to Dadi's cottage, one Baba's child in Gujarat has sat down for months and months and has decorated Lakshmi Narayan picture with his hands and send as Diwali gift to Gyan Sarovar. You should see that picture in the night, translite picture. And if you just sit 5 minutes in front of that picture, this is me. This is me. And then to stay intoxicated about that is important. And then Baba has given utmost clarity of our activity and attitude which should be in order to reach to this stage. So there is a Murli from I think 79 or 80 in which Baba has given 12 signs which I have to create in me, 12 symptoms or efforts which I have to create in me to come to Sun Dynasty clan, Sun Dynasty deity. Because there is a difference between Sun Dynasty deity and Moon Dynasty also. So those 12 signs, maybe I can share 1-2 signs with them. Yes? So before you go, you can have that Murli translated in your languages. I can tell you the date exact. And put those signs in front of you where you stay most of the time or in your diary. So one thing Baba told was that Sun Dynasty clan soul, their stage and speed. Stage and speed does not fluctuate, does not oscillate like this. It's not that today their stage is so nice, they are just perfect goddesses, and tomorrow bit depression and sleeping in the bed with a fever because somebody told something and which they couldn't tolerate. It's too vast difference. No, stable. Sun is stable. Does not, becomes like moon. Phases of moon are there, but sun does not have phases. Sun is same, constant. So this is one of the signs which I have to pay attention on. That what makes me change my mood and stage? Is there any desire? Is there any question? Or certain things which I don't like? Why I don't like? So I have to get reply to all of those things and eradicate this kind of nature, behavior of changing the moods. And it should not be that I am stable, but in a very low level of mood energy. No. Stable? 20 years stable in a very low level mood. No. Elevated mood. Happy mood. And then second sign which I always keep first before all was that they remain, Baba told, while doing unlimited service, they remain double light. Nothing should bother me. If I cannot do anything, it should not bother me. Why? Please tell, don't write, tell why. If I can't do something, it should not bother me. Why? There is service, there are things, there is duty. I can't do, I don't know how to do. But it should not make me heavy. Why? Because it's Baba's problem. It's Baba's problem. He selected such a foolish person. Why I should bother? He could select better one. I should be happy because I have Baba with me. Baba is not happy because I am with him. This is his issue. But Baba is always happy. So what problem I have? So lightness is the basis for decorating the soul like deity. Because by thinking that I cannot do something or I am not like this, we make Baba's task difficult. It is like sitting in a beauty parlor and I came from Iron Age Shudra. And Baba starts, you know, cutting my hairs and extra. There is something bulging here, ego is bulging from here, so Baba cuts. And I start feeling very heavy. No, I am not that person. So I am disturbing Baba. Just surrender. Just allow Baba whatever he wants to do with you. He will certainly use hands. These hands, Brahmin family, teachers, seniors, he will use them to make me a goddess. Let them.
You mean there should be no reaction on our part for whatever things happen around us?
It should be taken as, reaction has to be there, but reaction of gratitude and happiness.
Response
of happiness. You know, my first day, there is a festival which is called Goddess, Worshipping of Goddesses. So, there is a center in Delhi, Rajouri Garden. I was brought from Rajouri Garden to Shaktinagar by Jagdish brother. And because the wings, Brahma Kumaris has wings. So wings were being created at that time, and he thought some English server will be good. So he took from Dadi Rukmani, me, and brought to Shaktinagar. And those were the days of worshipping of goddesses. So I was made Brahma Kumari. Shitla goddess and this Durga goddess, this all goddesses, and Brahma Kumari has to sit at the top. So Brahma Kumari sitting. Second day, there was candle lighting ceremony, and one server, very old server, very senior, she saw that lamp is not there. Because I was to be Brahma Kumaris, means I can sit simply in the white sari, others have to get decorated. So she requested me to go to the center, which was 10 minutes walk from that ground, and bring that lamp. She explained me where that lamp is there, copper lamp, candle stand. So I went back to the center, I opened the mirror, there was no candle stand there. There was something else, I brought that to her. But by that time, minister came, and it was not that candle stand. So she shouted very loudly, and she used some, you know, what you will say?
Abusive language.
Three titles she gave, very abusive. And I have to sit immediately. Brahma Kumari has to sit at the top, giving blessings. So new. It was third day at this center, new center. I was just 1 year only 18 year of age physically. And intoxication is there. I am God's child. I am goddess. And she spoke like that. At the time, because I am goddess. That was the beginning, you see. The instantly thought came, Baba wants to now cut my ego. Because ego comes, why she said me like that? Okay, and no, I said, thanks Baba, that because I am going to sit like Brahma Kumaris, so I just sat there, and she was looking at me 2 hours, and then said that I can't imagine that after this you could sit like that. She said to someone else, not to me, to someone else. So she's new, but she's good. She said like that. But what happened is, what I want to say you, that there was a person who came to see this tableau of goddesses decorated, and he was standing. Every time the curtain would drop, he will go back to his shop, and curtain opens, he comes back. So 3 hours he was doing. At the end of the third hour, he brought one truck of bananas. And he said, I want to offer this to white sardine goddess. Because I had vision of goddess of contentment. My physical name is also Santoshi. Because he got the vision. And 1 year he continued to bring every Thursday bananas and banana is Baba's home because he was dealer in bananas. So isn't it good?
Yeah.
Had I reacted and expressed, it was wrong. But what I have to do with that wrong? That was that one's role. What I have to do with anyone's role? My role is to think of my role. And my role is fixed by Baba. As Baba does, you do. As simple as that. So therefore, one is that you go into all this and then you remove this. And I understood, I have come very late because I realized Baba has come in late 70s only, 78. Since 72, I was coming to Brahma Kumaris. By 78, I realized God has come. And I understood I am extremely late. And there is a shortcut for me that do not stuck anywhere and do not respond to anything what people do, even if they take you and put you on funeral. Still don't say anything and don't do anything. And that's how I have spent more than 35 years without even a single reaction to anything. Let them do anything what they want. So no problem. Many bananas are coming and things are coming, gifts are coming, always full gold, silver, diamonds, coming and coming. Nothing gone. Okay?
Before I ask the floor to give the to have more question, I have one question and then we'll leave the floor to the brothers and sisters. You know, I remember in the service news, there was once a service in Bharat in the prisons and there was someone who was a daku and he had killed many people, he had killed in the forest. So when he came to, when the sisters got tied Rakhi to him and he had overnight change and became very good. So like the example is he has gone through so many crimes and sins and so on. But then when we look at our life, like we don't have that sort of crime, but still we don't know what we have done in our previous birth. But in this birth, we all of us have our own story. Yesterday we had our karmic story, whatever there is in us, we had this Havan Kun and thrown everything. But a question to you is that you were in your childhood very well sheltered and you had this culture and so on and it was like relatively easier for you. But then how come, some of us, like in this assembly, we can associate Baba's compassionate vision on us and bring that sort of 101 transformation in us?
So as I said to you that God is my teacher and God is almighty and God is highest. So He remains above all kinds of shelter and training. And although there was a big support system, but at the same time, hell is hell for all. It might have compartments, but it does not have first class, you know. Hell is hell. And in hell, there is sufficient negativity and all things which could make me deviate and be like as millions of the girls and boys are there, they were present, very much present. But this understanding, God has come, made me to use whatever good, rudimentary good was left around me. That I did in a best way.
Okay.
But that was only after God became the most important in my life. And that much good is in all hells everywhere. You got it? Yeah? So, I don't give credit to the culture or the things which were happening around me, because they were happening around millions of people, they are happening around thousands of people, but they are not making use of that. And you can't make use of that unless you realize who has come in your life. So that remains the only thing which can transform us completely. And now, okay, I was there 25 years of this life, I was in this part of the world, and now 25 years of this life, I am in that part of the world. So, more than 25. So then, to which place I belong, if I now start thinking? Because 25 years here and 30 years there.
Mm-mm.
Even more than that there. So therefore, for all of us, one thing is to be final. God's teaching, Shrimad, is highest and best to make me deity. Even if I do not know anything, but Baba's Murli. If you mix Baba's Murli for something, with something else, you will have difficulty in getting clarity about truth. So do 1 month fast, 1 year fast. Just listen Murli, read Murli, read hundreds of Murli, take any Avikt Murli, listen any amount of Avikt Bab Dada's videos. Just 1 month fast you do and you will feel you are a deity, already deity. Already, I can signature today with this, you know, my statement. Because God is deity maker, divine. So how can I stay without being colored if I just see at Him and listen to Him? Okay? So that's most important.
Très bien. Okay. We are going to invite you to put some questions, whatever you after, whatever you have been listening to. If you have some burning question that you wish to put, that we can all be enlightened about. By the time you prepare your question, I'm just giving a few comments with Didi's delivery. I was telling her the first day when I had a chat that usually the Murli is something that early morning when we go through it, after having listened to Murli, we just go out and run our activities and so on and so forth. And by the end of the day, we forget or we remember at least maybe one word or one point. So how important it is for us to go line by line, word by word, and study, as you were just saying, we study as many Murlis as we can. So we need to integrate in our daily timetable somehow some yuktis of how we can be in touch. Daddy Janki, I think, it was about 12 or 20 times she was reading Murli. 20 times Daddy Janki was reading Murli. So that's why yesterday when we started our class, because I got comments somewhere that it's getting too complicated. So if we don't process the Murli, we don't go into the depth of it, it will be difficult for us to reach somewhere. Because the stuff, the food for the soul is Murli, isn't it? So now I invite you, question from the floor.
Regarding Golden Age.
Emerging Golden Age Sanskar and Memories.
Yeah, it is everywhere in the shops. Yeah. You can make it more decorated with pearls and diamonds or whatever, but it's everywhere available. Our picture of Lakshmi Narayan, Baba's picture, it is there in the literature shop. And that which brother has made, it is in Dadi's cottage, lying just near the entrance. You should definitely see it any time in the day today. You just open Dadi's cottage and you see it is just lying there. Yes. So that was the question. Yeah.
Any question more? Any more question?
Om Shanti. I've read somewhere that in the golden age they don't need to wash clothes or anything because there's no dirt or filth. Is that right?
Yeah, wash clothes.
Yes, there is no laundry, but they are recycled. You see, for Lakshmi Narayan, Baba has told clearly, of course it might be for the royal family also, but Baba has used the words for Lakshmi and Narayan, that they won't wear the same dress second time. The same dress second time. Can you imagine now? You see how your faces are. Oh my God, how can it, yeah? So because, you see, when we come from a stage, when we have to even, you know, use the same dress 2-3 days, so that to save laundry and time and ironing, and from that stage we are coming, and suddenly we come to know that Lakshmi and Narayan means we won't use the same dress second day. Same dress. But the same day also, Baba told, Lakshmi will change dress 12 times. Same day. This much. You see how we feel about it. So now listen. You can share the reactions later on, but first listen. You see what happens once that I saw one sister, she was sitting and listening about this murli of heaven. There is a murli on heaven, full murli on heaven which Baba gave. How we will move, how what we will eat, what will be the education. It is also in 1980 Baba has given this murli. So you read this murli, it's very important. So I saw one sister was sitting, you know, like this. As if not so tasty dish is being offered to her. She was reading murli, listening murli, but sitting not so jolly, you know, face. I asked, what happened, sister? Everything okay? She said, this all gold here, it's too much. She said, too much, because now we don't have even a small ring, you see, and then she said, you know, I said, okay, why you are worried, what's the problem? She said, I'm worried, what I will do, what I will do whole day, because Baba is not telling about any work. Baba is telling about only changing the dress, eating 36 types of food, and wearing good things. And I was wondering what I will do whole day there. Because here we are used to of laboring. We are from labor party, not DT party. Yeah? They show the sign of the labor party. Work, 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 and work mania is there, and workaholic they say, yeah, and work is worship. So we are from that line coming, and when Baba says, we think what we will do whole day there. At least allow yourself to understand that lot of work, 60%, 70% of work is due to because we are in body consciousness. Mm. 60-70% of work in our activity is because we are in body consciousness. When we are in soul consciousness, a big amount of work, for this there is a small exercise. You see now, just imagine, we are sitting here, which city you like most? Which city you live? Brother? Which city you live?
Korea.
Korea. Korea. You are in Korea. Okay, Korea map, imagine in front of you. So when we are in golden age, we are absolutely soul conscious and we are healthy, completely healthy. So just take the map of Korea as heaven. This is the whole world. Korea is the whole world. That's the heaven. And we are all 100% healthy. So if we are healthy, what we don't have in this map? No hospital. Remove all hospitals from Korea. See how much space is left. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Remove. Remove all pharmacies. Remove all the factories which make medical beds and medical stores. Remove all the carriers which take this. Remove all the garbage and blood and all these things which are in that. Remove that. So much space is left and work is removed. And in golden age, nobody fights with anyone. And now remove all prisons from Korea. Quickly remove. All police making tailoring shops and this, everything, remove all things which are connected to jurisprudence, advocates, these schools, lawsuits, remove everything. See how much space. And what will you build in this place? Park. Your heaven will, your palace will increase in size. So work will be less. So we are busy visibly because of vices. And here we have vices because I'm so, you know, I don't like her. I can manage myself, whatever I'm doing. And if you have to do everything alone, you will have to work whole day. Because her, you don't like because of this reason. Her, you don't like because of this reason. So we are doing a lot of work because there is no unity. We are duplicating the work. So there, everyone is an original copy. Everyone, each one is doing their own work. No one is duplicating anyone's work. Each one's role is their own. You understand? So therefore there is beauty, perfect beauty. So that kind of word he is going to bring. So here we have to rehearse this and accept it. I don't want to see anybody, that one is better, that one is doing good, or that one has done that much. No. Baba is guiding me in the Murli. I have to take that guidance, do my task, remember Baba, and stay happy, enjoy, and see everyone in the Brahmin family, and be very, very happy. This is what will happen in the golden age. Okay? Similarly, you can remove all other things connected to vices also from the Korea map. So do this workshop with everyone wherever you go. Give them this exercise. Theoretically, take them to heaven by taking them to higher consciousness. Higher consciousness where there is no negativity. And when there is no negativity in the consciousness, then there is no negativity in the action. And then there are no such spaces in the map which support the negativity of consciousness. Yeah? Simple? Baba ki yaad mein wo achha sa geet bajayenge swarg ka. Aur, so, yeah.
So, I was just sharing with Didi Santosh that we have two items in our activity, because we had to break the evening session because of the festival. So anyway, the festival comes into play because you are going to see it visually. We had the fruit break, which after Didi goes, you are going to take the fruit break. And the other item was visualizing our dream and collective harmonization with a little cultural item. We would have done group work. So I was asking Didi to stay with us up to, then she says she's very busy, and we can understand that.
Not busy, but other commitments.
Yeah, sorry, I'm not using the right words. Easy, busy and easy. So we have a very beautiful gift item, and I would not like any one of you to miss that beautiful gift item. So we will have some other sisters who will be coming for the gift, blessings and gift. So before we break for lunch, we will have fruit break now after Didi goes. After fruit break, you come back here and we have our final item of harmonizing whatever work we started yesterday, and it will culminate with blessings and Toli. Fine? So now we are going to, Didi is going to take leave, but before she takes leave, we are going to have a beautiful song on Golden Age. So brothers in the booth, bring forth a Golden Age song.